Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. New European Union sanctions on Russia will expand the number of Russian companies unable to raise money in the bloc's capital markets to include three state-owned oil companies. Those sanctions are scheduled to go into effect tomorrow. The three oil companies will be forbidden from raising funds of longer than 30 days' maturity. The sanctions will also bar new contracts for services needed for oil exploration and production in deep water. China's trade surplus hit a record high in August for the second month in a row as imports fell on the back of domestic weakness in the world's second-largest economy, and exports grew on stronger U.S. and foreign demand. Exports in China grew 9.4%, imports declined 2.4%. China's trade surplus with the rest of the world widened to a record of $49.8 billion in August, up from $47.3 billion posted in July. Japan's economy contracted at an annualized rate of 7.1% in the April-June quarter. The revised data shows business investment fell more than twice as much as estimated before, or 5.1%. This morning, exporters reported a USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,110. It's down 6 points. The NASDAQ is 4,094. It is up almost one quarter of a point. And the S&P 500 is trading at 1,200, and it is down 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will be faced with quite a bit of change in weather as we move forward through the rest of this week. We'll start off with tranquil weather today, and most of the Midwest will see a good day for field work and also for the drying of soil across many areas. Not much precipitation of consequence will occur across the region, and our temperatures this afternoon will probably be very pleasant in the majority of the region, running in the 70s and lower 80s in many locations. Some middle and perhaps a few upper 80s might occur on the west side of the Missouri River, and it does appear that this will be one of the few warm days left. We'll see tomorrow rather warm across a big part of the Midwest again, this time 80s and perhaps even some temperatures near 90 degrees will occur south of the Great Lakes region and extending back to the southwest into portions of Iowa and Nebraska. And it still looks as though the temperatures will start cooling, though, in the far northwestern part of the Midwest. This will be mostly Minnesota and North Dakota. Those areas will see temperatures cooling back into some upper 50 and 60 degree readings tomorrow, and that's as we start seeing a very cold air mass working its way southward out of Canada. In response to the changing temperatures, and remember, we'll be looking at some 80 degree temperatures in a big part of the Midwest, while some 50s will be in the northern plains. That sets the stage for quite a contrast in the atmosphere, and condensation will occur in abundance, and therefore rain will likely evolve. Some of the computer forecast models are suggesting some very heavy rain may occur over the next 48 hours, starting tomorrow primarily, and occurring on into Wednesday in the western Corn Belt. Portions of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northern Illinois, and some areas in Nebraska could end up with some 1 to 3 inch rains, and perhaps something greater will occur in a few locations. As this cold air mass works its way further to the southeast across the Midwest, we will expect some moderate rains to occur there as well, but the lower and eastern portions of the region will probably see rain totals running more along the lines of 3/10 of an inch to an inch, with some localized 1 to 1.5 inch amounts. The precipitation is expected to extend into Thursday morning for some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest. In the meantime, we'll expect to see temperatures trending colder still, and it will end up bottoming out late this week with some frost and freeze potential in the upper portions of the Midwest. Afternoon highs on Wednesday will be limited to the 50s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. Perhaps even a couple of Minnesota locations may not warm above 50 degrees. In contrast, we'll still be over 80 in portions of Ohio, Indiana, and southern Illinois on Wednesday, but that'll be the last of the warmth. We'll expect everybody to turn much colder as we move to the end of the week, with 50 and 60 degree highs expected as we go from Friday into Saturday. And it looks as though the low temperatures at night will get down to a dangerous threshold for crops. It already looks as though most of Canada and the northern U.S. plains will see killing freezes as we go through this week. Most of the coldest air will come from Alberta and Saskatchewan down into portions of Montana and the Dakotas. The center of the cold air is expected to be just a little bit further to the west than required for a significant freeze to occur in the heart of the Midwest. With that said, though, frost and some light freezes will occur in the upper parts of the region. Friday morning will be coldest. Places like Minnesota, Wisconsin, the eastern Dakotas, northernmost parts of Iowa will see some frost and perhaps some freezing temperatures. The lowest temperatures could run 29 to 32 degrees across some of this region. Then that'll be low enough to cause a little bit of damage to crops and could hurt the quality of some of the oil seeds as well as corn. We'll look for the colder air to shift across the Great Lakes region on Saturday of this week, and we'll see some more frost and some light freezes occurring there as well. The impact will be mostly the same. The lower portions of the Midwest will just deal with colder weather for a little while, but there is going to be some more rain next week after the cold air starts to abate. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat is 618 and three quarters, down one. December is 621, down 7.5. Soft September, 526.5, down 5. December, 527, down 8.25. September corn, 338, down 8.5. December, 347.25, down 8.75. July, 375.25, down 9. September soybeans, 1078.5, down 7. November, 1007.25, down 14.25. July, 1033, down 14.25. September soybean meal, 436.70, up 60 cents. October, 352.80, down 4.50. September soybean oil, 31.84, down 51. October, 31.82, down 46. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Trying to figure out whether I need to put a heavier coat on or not.
It does look like it's going to get a little cooler, especially by the end of the week. Now, over the weekend, the weather change was sure nice to see. We had a little rain come with it there Friday night and bring in some cooler weather, but it sure feels like harvest time is fastly approaching here just with the weather change, Dave.
Well, it would seem that traders are trying to figure out how much damage might be done by frost and or freezes in the northwestern Corn Belt. Well, they have conceded we're going to get some, but we just don't know how much.
Yeah, the American model there Friday, the map circulating, at least the early morning runs, were showing some very cool temperatures in that northern Corn Belt, you know, down into the mid-20s through parts of southern Minnesota. And I think some of the weather watchers kind of thought that would be tough to achieve this time of year. But the wet market did put a little weather premium back in there going home Friday through the weekend. And then now the weather forecast just a touch warmer, and some more doubt is being raised in just how far south some of that cold temperature goes and just how much damage could really be impacted at this point. And that's why we're seeing some of that weather premium taken back out. And then, of course, crop report out on Thursday likely reminds the market that there's some pretty good crop potential still coming here as we get closer to harvest here, Dave.
And probably not very many harvest stories to tell this week.
No, but we're hearing a few, at least in central Illinois, starting to get picked up. That Jacksonville-Springfield area is going to see some more activity here this week. You move up a little farther north of that up into Lincoln. There's been some corn being done Dave, so I think we'll hear a few more stories here as the week goes on. Now, the midweek weather event could slow things down a little bit, and these obviously prices are probably going to keep the farmer interested in keeping the corn out in the field a little longer than maybe other normal years at this point. But I think here in the next week to 10 days, we'll start seeing a few more combines get rolling. So far, some pretty good yield reports to speak of now, Dave.
Technicals, 10.01 and a quarter for beans, 3.43 and three quarters for corn. I suppose producers would not like to see those numbers violated because we're looking for pre-harvest lows.
Yeah, and I think it's probably going to be tough to hold here this week, especially with the crop report out. Even if the USDA comes out a little less than expectations, I don't know if the trade's going to buy it with some of the early yield stories we're hearing. So it continues to look like we kind of grind lower, but still trying to look for some sort of bottom here, and maybe probably have to get into harvest a little bit. Before we kind of flesh that out, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too, Aaron Curtis at Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. September corn, 338 down 8.5. December 347 down 9. September soybeans, 1078.5 down 7. November 1006.5 down 15. September soybean meal, 436.70 up 60. September soybean oil, 31.84 down 51. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.